Hey everybody, welcome to Inside Lion Athletics. It's time for another episode this week. Charlie Chitwood here. Track and field is dominating our conversation today, but dominating in a good way because that's what some of the Lions were doing at the Southland Conference Track and Field Championships this last week down in Nacogdoches. Right out of the box, we're going to get a flying Lion. Here's Kalen Jones. Prior to Duncanville High and now in Commerce, and 7 feet. You leapt 7 feet and didn't knock the bar over. That's awesome, man. Congratulations. And the gold medal they hung around your neck.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how the meet was and the competition.
It was a day of fighting for sure. I had to third attempt every bar, even the 7 feet bar. So I did knock it down twice, but I got up on my third attempt. So just a day of fighting, and couldn't ask for a better day.
How's the lineup for all you jumpers? You take turns. Do you separate from everybody? Are you kind of close together with your competitors and chatting any, or is it just total focus?
For me, it's just total focus. I like to be secluded sometimes. Really don't say much till I say something. But yeah, it's more so just me and the bar.
You told me earlier that you had long jumped, triple jumped, and did some quarter runs in a relay, I think. But you like the high jump best of all. What made that the one that said, this is what I'm going to do, and this is why I'm best at it?
My 7th grade year, I started doing high jump. I've been doing track since I was in kindergarten, though. But yeah, once I got to 7th grade, my coach threw me in it, and I went out there and I scissor kicked 5 feet. And from there, I was still scissor kicking all the way up until like 5'8". Got a private coach. He helped me get to a 5'10". And then I got to high school, jumped 6'2" my freshman year, and then I just kept going from there, honestly.
Are you still scissor kicking, or are you using the flop now?
I scissor kick in practice or in the warm-ups, but more so just flopping.
Yeah. How hard was that transition to make? It was revolutionary when Dick Fosbury decided to turn in the air and go over backwards.
It's a lot of people don't know. It's kind of scary at first because you got to throw your head back and just in an uncomfortable position. But after doing so many reps and stuff, you just get used to it.
Good deal. Have you ever been tempted to pole vault?
Nah, no.
I was tempted once. Don't do it, man. If it's not your thing, don't do it. So during the meet, how many guys did you have to outleap, and did somebody get over a bar that you hadn't cleared first? Does that raise the focus for you a little bit? That's probably not the way to describe it, but I'll let you talk.
As far as how many people was in a competition, I really don't remember. I don't really be paying attention to that type of stuff. But as far as anybody clearing the bar before me, yeah, it was, I think, like one or two people who cleared 6'11". Like I said, I third attempted every attempt. So I just was like, man, I got to get it. I got to go and jump this so I can, put myself on the map, show people who I am for real.
Had you ever, I mean, you told me you'd cleared as high as 7'2" in practice. Had you cleared 7 in a meet before this?
Yes, sir. A couple of conference championships before this, I jumped 214 also.
Okay. God, that's just crazy. You just jump over me anytime you need to, man. You don't have to worry about dragging anything over that bar. So what's next? You've got a degree that you will be earning in December, right? You'll be walking then. But it's something that you can take with you as you continue to pursue more high jumping opportunities.
What's next? Regionals, nationals. And then after that, I want to go into coaching, but it's still also I have dreams of going to the Olympics. So that's something I'm gonna strive for.
Keep going on that. There's Everybody gets an opportunity when they've got some skills, and you clearly have it. Open meets, when you go in as the unattached, how hard is that to get into a meet? Is it just a matter of signing up? Do you have to have some previous affiliation, or can a guy just pay the fee and walk in?
Certain meets you can just pay the fee and walk in. Certain meets you might have to have a certain mark. So mark meaning like certain jump clearance. And then yeah, you just pay the fee. You always have to pay the fee. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just having a mark to be able to compete at these meets with these guys who are pro.
Awesome stuff. Well, you're not quite done as a lion yet. So what's up next? Where's the, is it a regional?
Yes, sir. Regionals meet in Arkansas.
Okay. And that's a track y'all have been on before this year, right?
Yes, sir.
So, how's the wind? Sometimes the wind can impact your day.
I mean, I've been there before this for regionals my sophomore year. We had regionals at Arkansas, so I'm kind of used to it. It's just it feels like any other track, Mondo track, kind of soft. Fast track for sure. And
When you say soft, does that equate to springy? Does it give it a little more bounce, or no?
yes and no. It just depends on the type of person you are and how you, if you like it or if you don't like it. I feel like any track can give you that spring or that absorption back to you throughout your body. So just depends on you.
How many, do you know how many guys you'll be competing against at the regional and that you need to beat to advance? How many will go? Do they take just the champion, or do they take
Nah,
a top two or
top
three?
48, I think. Top 48 in our region. We're in the West region, so top 48 and top 11 make it out.
Wow, that's a big field.
Yes,
Can't
sir.
wait to get in it, can you though?
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, man. Well, I'm gonna let's line up here, and the meet will be, when do y'all head out? Is it this week or the following weekend?
We leave on Monday. I think that's a Memorial Day.
All right, man. Well, hey, go tear them up there. We'll be following, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank y'all. Thank
Okay, see you, man. That is Kalen Jones, everybody. We'll be back with more Inside Lion Athletics after this. Welcome back, everybody. More Inside Lion Athletics. It's almost like Inside Lion Track and Field this episode. It's fun. Lions did well at the Southland Conference Championships. The men finished fourth. SFA, Northwestern State, UIW in front of the Big Cats, but the Lions got everybody else. And then on the women's side, ET finishing sixth with 90 points. And I do believe it was Northwestern State that claimed the crown. So those running demons. But we got flying lions here, and we like those. Let me introduce to you Amara Idina.
Hi.
She did not only the high jump, but also the 100-meter hurdles. And that's a well-rounded athlete right there. There's got to be jumping in it for you, doesn't there?
The what?
You have to have some kind of jumping in an event that you
Yeah.
like.
Actually, yes.
So tell us a little bit about first how you got to Commerce from a town in France.
So I register in the agents that talk about me to Coach P, and then we meet like a video call, and I choose to go here because Coach P is really like a nice coach, and I love like the place, and it's like in France we don't have a big university like this with everything. For track, so it's easier here to train than in France.
Okay. So I don't know what the year-round climate's like, but it's almost year-round outdoor training here, isn't it?
It's
Not
really like
quite.
the weather. Yeah, it's really different from France. There's a lot of wind, and the heat is really hard here. But I heard that in August it will be worse, so.
It'll be kind of hot and sticky. We get plenty of humidity. So two disciplines. You finished, got the silver medal in the high jump, clear in 5'8", and that was a personal best. That had to be a good feeling. But then you go over to the track and you come in third in the 100-meter hurdles with a 13.42, and that's moving. How fun is it to have multiple events at this stage in your athletic career and do this well?
It's really stressful, but to be honest, I really enjoy it. The thing is that my two events were like at the same time. I had to jump and go to my race and then come back to jumping. And I had like a lot of adrenaline. I think it's why I did my PB in IGN. Because when I came back for the 173 like bar, there was only me and Janelle. So the thing is, if I made the bar, I was second. So yeah, I managed to do it, and it was really fun to do.
That's great. That working with Janelle like that and practicing with her all the time, y'all get pretty close and help each other a lot.
I think it's because she was there that I was able to do it, because we cheer each other when we are together, and it's easier. Like she helped me to like calm down, and I do the same for her. Yeah, it's really fun.
Keep each other steady. That's great. Hey, I didn't ask that 100-meter time, the 13.42. Was that a personal best for
Oh yeah,
you?
it was, yeah.
Oh, God, you had a really good meet, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad we've had a chance to visit and talk about this. Coming up, you'll be going to Arkansas for the regional as well. Have you looked at the field to kind of get an idea who you're going to be running against? Will it be many people that you've competed against already this year?
That is my fellow athlete Sandy, and some girl that I ran with at the conference, I think. I'm ranking like 43, I think, but my goal is to do the final, so I have to run fast.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great, great meet. Hey, I gotta ask this. So you're from France, and the second biggest Paris in the world is 45 miles up the road. Have you been to Paris, Texas yet?
No,
No. Oh,
never.
you gotta fix that.
Yes, I will.
They have an
I want
Eiffel
to see.
Tower. It's
Yeah, with
got
the
a,
hat.
yeah, with a
I
giant
said
red
I want to
cowboy
see
hat.
in real
Yep.
life.
It's a neat little place too. Like Paris. All right. Good luck to you when y'all head up to Arkansas next week. We'll be keeping up with it and just keep on bringing home the medals.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Amara Adina, Lion Track. We'll be back with more of Inside Lion Athletics after this. Welcome back, folks. More Inside Lion Athletics. We've gotten a couple of our student athletes. Now we have the man, Georgie Pincock. Coach George, good showing by the Lions. You didn't get that top of the podium step that you want, but still, you had a number of your athletes go up and climb that and qualify for regionals. Tell us a little bit about your overall thoughts on the meet and how the Lions did.
I think when it comes to conference championships, I'm a big team guy. I want the big trophy. That's just the way my mind works. So when we don't get that, I usually tend to be a little bit disappointed. But, if I look back over my last 11, 12 seasons here, this is probably by far the best team that we've ever put on the track, top to bottom. And just extremely proud of all of our athletes and the way that they competed and helped us finish where we did. So, we saw a lot of big performances over those 3 days last week.
Outstanding. And it was seniors, it was freshmen, and everybody in between that did well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everyone found a way to contribute.
Let's see. On the women's side, four champions: Peyton Berry in the pole vault, Romy Greason in the discus, Janelle Jacoby in the high jump, and then Sandy Saki in the 100-meter hurdles. And then you had, of course, right behind her, the silvers. But over on the men's side, Enoch Fosahini won the 100-meter again. God, 10.06. That's crazy. But Kalen Jones claimed it in the high jump, going over 7 feet. And Oguz Uyar, 200-meter dash champion in 20.33 seconds.
Yeah,
that's
so
flying, Coach.
A lot of good stuff. A lot of really good stuff from those guys last week.
So how many is it? It wasn't just the champion. It's top times, top distances, and those qualify from the meets to the region.
So, someone we didn't mention there, Shane West, freshman of the year at the meet. School record in the hurdles, both hurdles. But again, you're right. Someone who's not on the top of the podium, but had a pretty big weekend, in two races, freshman on the women's side, Neve LaGall, finalist in the 200, great leg on the 4x4. Some of our jumpers, great weekend there. So like I said, everyone came in and delivered.
Great. Amar, by the way, I think you just mentioned it. She was the women's freshman of the year. That's a pretty good get out of France, just like that.
Yep.
And
really
then
proud of her.
Two awards. Shane, freshman of the year. I know you mentioned that. And then Enoch got most valuable performer with that lightning quick time. Was everybody two steps behind him or?
No, I mean, he just put together a good race. He stumbled out of the blocks a little bit, and just stayed patient and kind of went through his race progression and the things that we've talked about in training. And, I try to really hammer home to these guys, the goal isn't to be first at 10 meters. The goal isn't to be first at 30, 40, or 50. The goal and the only one that matters is to be first at 100 meters. That's the most important part of the race, is the finish. So he did a really good job of staying patient and just kind of working his way back through it. So, and a great race by his teammate too, who, came in second there with a really good time, is 10:16, I believe it was, for Oguz.
Great stuff. Talk about Coach Rock. He was working with them jumpers, throwers, and leapers.
I mean, that's Rock. He loves being on the apron. He loves being at the pole vault mat. He loves his heptathletes, decathletes. But just, Janelle's always been a rock for us. Outdoor, just kind of working back into things, really being taking time, being patient. And I think her best jumps are ahead of her. Kalen, he came off an indoor season that he wasn't super happy with, his performance indoors, and bounced back outdoors and jumped well in a tough competition under some tough conditions on the apron. And then Amara was kind of like the little superstar of a half hour window there, where, the schedule we knew would be really close with high jump starting first, and then the hurdles race right there. We thought that we would be able to finish high jump and get to the hurdle race. Once the competition started, we thought we were going to only get partway through high jump and then hurdle race and probably miss the end of high jump. We were on the good side of fate there, and we got to a point where we left the high jump, hurdled really well, hurried back down, took a couple more jumps, and ended up being second. So it worked in our favor for sure on there.
Amara said that she felt like her adrenaline from the hurdles, from performing so well in that race, really helped her get her PB over on the high jump pit.
Yeah, I think sometimes you see that. It's not hurdles, high jumps, not a super common combo, but a lot of the times you may see like 100 meters and a long jump. And when you come back from that 100, the adrenaline's still high. Which I think is good. You got to find a way to kind of manage it and make sure it's not too high or become exhausted a little bit. But, she managed it the best we could have asked.
So how do you train everybody going forward? Rest is huge at this time, but how do you keep everybody sharp in their discipline?
Yeah, we took, we gave them Sunday off, and then we got the group together yesterday, and had about an hour and 15 minutes of just really easy general movement. Make sure that we're healthy and feeling good, and then today we're kind of just get back on our normal routine of what a Monday looks like for us. So we just kind of shift our week. Today will be Monday. Go back to training, acceleration. Some max velocity, different things for different event groups for the week. So, our goal was never to get them ready for just Southland Conference. Our goal was always to get them ready for, NCAA Nationals in Eugene. So, we did the first part is get them ready for to perform well, but we hope that they perform better here next week.
Very good. All right, man. Well, I tell you what, y'all have made this a fun one just to talk about track running and jumping. But you got to get Amara up to Paris. You've got to take her to
Yeah,
Paris.
maybe we have a French day out and we'll take him to
There you go.
Paris. So.
You could make that on the way to Arkansas.
We
You
could.
could get up there
She's
anyway.
been to Arkansas, so she's been through Paris. She probably just didn't recognize it as Paris. So
There you
she's
go.
been
Yeah,
through Paris.
it's a little bit, it's not quite the City of Light.
Yeah, she didn't catch the tower.
All right, my friend, we're gonna line up here. Wish y'all all the best of luck next week, and we'll keep up with it.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, folks, that's gonna do it. A quick hitter in Inside Lion Athletics. But it's always good, fun stuff. And look at what our student athletes are doing. We'll see you next week.